Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, January 7, 2014, number 60 since being in the YNTS. Actually, number 63. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We are currently on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, and Audio Graded. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can email us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. We want you to spell it right when you're emailing us, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. www.yoandrewnts.com is our website. Don't be left behind. Listening to me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Welcome back with me. How you doing out there? I'm Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. 2014 is live. Tuesday night it is, at least. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. It's going to be a great year. We've already proven it to you, and we're going to prove it again. So right now, let's see what we got here. Phone screener, Howard Forrest. Our toll-free number, 1-855-712-YNTS, 1-855-712-9687. That is our toll-free number. You'll be able to call us up. We also got segment producer Mary Claire Siniskalki. We thank her for all of her work, giving us ideas. Voiceover personality, Moon. That's our voiceover personality. We thank her. You hear her voice throughout the whole show, and she has done such a great job. And we really thank her for it. And of course, our spectator, my father, Teddy Giordano, he's in with me in the studio. Before I go on and begin off the program here in 2014, I want to say thank you to two people. It was only 62 shows ago. I don't know why on my notes here says 60. It's number 63 now, so 62 shows later. Two men, they called me up on the phone. I was calling him up for months and months and months and months. I'm calling him and I'm calling him and I'm calling him. And my mom, who knows the parents very well, said, it's this guy named Howard. He's in Brooklyn. He's starting up his own thing. Call him up. Call him up. So I call him up, leave him a message. He gets back to me. And he says, come down to Brooklyn for an interview. So I go down and do it. Give him my disc of all the sounds that I made through college, telling him and his partner, Anthony Strano, about what I did in college, what I'm starting to do, like to build my own studio, host my show from home. Then what happened? He says, you're an intern for us. So he interned for their program, the Power Play Show, originally on blogtalkradio.com. So I'm interning for them, doing their phone screening, giving them notes, doing the update. August 31st, 2012, I'm live on their network, the Power Play Network. August 31st, 2012. It's now a year and a half later. And tonight's the first time in this studio that we are not broadcasting on the Power Play Network no more. The Power Play Show will be on Boost Radio Network at the beginning of February, and we really want to thank them for everything they've done for me. They gave me the opportunity for more than 10 phone lines. They gave me the opportunity to bring on every single guest that I've ever spoken to on this program. They've given that to me. And I couldn't thank them anymore. I didn't know what I was going to do. Maybe I'll go on Ustream, see what happens. No, come on our Blog Talk. Free phone lines attract many listeners, and we have had some great shows on their network. We've done roundtables. We've done two election nights. We have spoken to very important people on what's wrong with the direction in this country. We've done that. And I couldn't thank them anymore. To Howard Forrest and Anthony Schrano, I want to thank you. You guys have done a great job. And I couldn't ask you for any more. I can't. Now we're broadcasting on Audio Graded. We're broadcasted on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBOQ AM 1230. If you're trying to listen to AM WBOQ 1230, a high school game is going on in the local area. Second the game ends, they'll be coming onto my show. They'll be listening to me. So if you're trying to listen to us on our AM affiliate, we're currently not on there. We are on five of our other affiliates. And you'll be able to listen to me right from any of them, and I'll be queued on the second the game ends. So now we're on five new homes. You know our friends Audio Graded. And we have so many people that I want to thank. And we are going to thank all of you at the end of the show. I just wanted to bring out Howard and Anthony first because they've really given us the opportunity to gain more experience in the internet radio world. And now they're moving on. We're moving on. You see it. Our new toll-free number, 1-855-712-YNTS. My phone screen will be glad to speak with you. When I start taking callers, hopefully you'll be the first caller of 2014. And while I'm speaking about me, because some of you probably are wondering, who is this guy? I never heard of him. He's not in the top 100 radio broadcasters in the world. Of course I'm not. But I've been doing this for a long time. In 2.5 weeks, I would be broadcasting for 5.5 years. I've been broadcasting since the first year of college, all the way back in 2008, going into 2009. I did a small radio show there. It was more of a prank, funny joke kind of show. Sophomore year, we got on the internet for the first time, doing an hourly basis station. I left 3 years later, graduated, interned, the whole nine yards, success. And then I already told you about how I left, build this studio up, and here I am. The FCC is watching me. Come at me. I'm here. Welcome, Yo Andrew. You got Sean Hannity, you got Mark Levin, and now you got Yo Andrew. No, I never thought I would be on six stations. No, look, I might be on 20 next year. I don't believe it. I want it to happen, but I can't believe it's going to actually come true. No, I earned all of this. No one gave me anything. No one gave me, here you go, here's stations. I'm a middle class American. I work two jobs. You're going to hear a lot about my jobs through this year. You're going to hear about my parents and where they work, middle class Americans, social workers. They, hardworking Americans. My brother works his butt off. You're going to hear about him a lot this year. Hardworking American. We don't get things given to us. That's not the way America was founded on. America wasn't founded on, okay, here's everything you need. Here's the Constitution. Here is the flag that you'll be waving. And, soon enough, you'll have, a few other states. No, that's not how it works. The country was founded on, here's our plan, and we have to build this plan into reality. Now, I promise you, the United States, there are many historians who never would believe that this country would have the freedoms we have. Even though there's a lot of laws that are being broken, we're still following those laws. We went from 13 to 50 states Puerto Rico's around the corner of being 51, and we'll have that conversation at the end of the year. They were in the same place as I was. They were in the same place. Who knew? Who knew? I knew. Maybe not for sure, but I got an idea of it. It's a lot harder. College is very expensive. It's not cheap. For you to go about doing anything, you need a degree. But look what I just did. I got a degree, of course. I'm trying to work my way to be full time. Yet, look what I've just done. Many people don't believe me. We broadcast from Staten Island. We broadcast from, yes, the borough that is forgotten. And dispute me on this, we are forgotten in many ways. We're broadcasting in the New York City area. It's a beautiful area. I think so, at least. And one of my friends came up to me and said, "Wow, this is your studio?" "Yeah, it is." "Like it, right? It's nice and organized." A lot of professors during college didn't like when I said this. But you got the internet. You have the internet. You got radio. You got all of this stuff. You got the internet. You got radio. You got TV. You got magazines. And yet, when everyone tells you, "Oh, the medium's dying," the medium's not dying. The medium is transforming. 10 years ago, I would not be able to broadcast on 5 out of 6 of my affiliates. Probably, I wouldn't even be able to broadcast on any of these. I wouldn't be able to. It would be impossible. How would they pick up my show? It is impossible. 10 years ago. Now look where we're at. Now look what we're doing. Look where we are now. I just love how I can be on top of the world right now, and that's how I'm feeling. I'm on top of the world. Everything's going my way. The new year is here, very excited for it. I just don't believe that many are still persuaded of what we've done. And it's not just me. It's hundreds. Hundreds of broadcasters who started up a radio station, created a TV show, and boom, here it is. We made it. This is where we want to be. Now we want to go further. A lot of them still don't believe, wow, have we actually, doesn't feel like this is where we want to be. My father once told me when I started building this studio, "One day I would love you to hear you on AM, love you to hear you on the radio." "Ah, but it's not easy, licensing and competitiveness." "Well, I'm on AM right now, am I? I hear, I made it." Doesn't feel like it though. It does not feel like it at all. It just doesn't feel the way it should. And there are many YouTube users. Those are the most popular ones that I can make an example of. I could. They're the best ones. There's a YouTube star. We had him on the program, Matthew Patrick. Game theorist. Over 700,000 subscribers. Over 17,000 Twitter followers. They watch his videos from around the world, 5-10 different countries. And when we were talking about him coming on my program, be a guest, speaking about your latest video, he told me, "Well, you're my first radio show I've ever been on." "What do you mean the first radio show? This is the first one? You have over 17,000 Twitter followers. You have over 700,000 subscribers, and I'm the first one?" "Yeah." Giggles. I think that's the competitive part. Not actually doing it, actually getting recognition for it. I think that's the hard part. Actually getting recognition for it. Now, you need recognition.
You want a good following. You want to expand your show. And who expands your show better than your audience? I've been saying that for 5.5 years. You guys make the show. I don't. You guys make the show. You come together. Well, then for you guys, I don't know where I would be. That's what we have to really look at, how that's the hard part. Doesn't mean you can't do it. If you want an internet radio show, go for it. If you want to do a TV show, by all means. With resources online, I know many who build their own studios. There was a time when the United States was thinking big. We want big houses. We want big rooms. Big, 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 big. That was 20 years ago. Before that, it was small shops, the whole strip sidewalk. You walk in, you get your nice flour, cooking dinner. This is the 1950s. You have one TV to stay with you for 20 years. If you have a car, you better like that car. It's going to stay with you for 20 years. Today, 20 years ago, everything was big. Big house, big corporations, come join me. Now, everything's independent. If you want to make a music label, you can build your own studio. If you want to make a radio show, you can build your own radio show. And yes, it depends how much money you have. The more money you have, the better equipment you'll get, better quality, and probably you pay for advertising also. I can't wait to see how that world's going to work out, because it's still developing. That world's still developing. It is. It's still developing. How, what happens when there's hundreds of Yo Andrews in 10 years? That 20 years ago, you were limited. Here's one company buying this, 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 and this, and we'll control everything. But now you're going to have 30, 40, 100 different independent stations, TV, radio, magazines. Yeah, you have all this going on. Are we going to create jobs from this? Are we going to have an equal platform? It's going to be really interesting. If anything, it's already been happening. Coming up next on my program, we're going to have our first guest of the year, Dr. Michael George. He will be joining me. He's the director of Centennial School of Lehigh University's College of Education, speaking about the disciplinary tactics that we're using on our students. It's an issue very interesting because it's something we don't hear about on the mainstream level. It becomes more of a side story. Oh, coming up tonight on Channel 7, this is what we're doing. And then it walks away. It's an issue I think is important. I think you'll enjoy it too. And we're going to be speaking with an expert on it who was on ABC Deadline just a few months ago, speaking about this very topic. And we'll see what he can give us on it. Again, our toll-free number, 1-855-712-YNTS, 1-855-712-9682. That's our number. You'll be able to call us, or you can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, or you can Facebook and tweet us at AndrewTweetGeo. That's my Twitter name. Michael George, first guest of 2014. He's coming on my phone line. Another conversation we're going to have. This is going to be an interesting one. Don't be left behind. Stay with me. Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Hey everyone, Yo Andrew here. Love to wish you all a happy new year and tell you 2014 is finally here. We all know with the new year comes great resolution. Some of you probably following the status quo, losing the weight. What I'm going to tell you is no status quo, but the latest trend. It's called Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home Program. A walking program chosen by you and done right in your living room. It's that simple. Go on www.walkathome.com, select the many workouts she has to offer in 20 to 30 minutes for 3 to 4 times a week only. You'll see the weight being lost right in front of you. Millions of women and men have tried her program, calling it inspirational, losing 60 to 100 pounds in less than 12 months. Don't be left behind. Call for more info at toll-free 888-890-8805, 888-890-8805, or go to www.walkathome.com. Get in shape, look great, and think positive this 2014 with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription...
Dad, I got straight A's!
This is nonsense!
But...
Sorry, son. I'm just frustrated. I should have switched to ShareBuilder for my online investing because my current brokerage keeps giving me high fees, constant Investo babble, and a complex website with gobbledygook. I just can't take them.
Gobbledygook? Glad that wasn't on my spelling test.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings in one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I do this show. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the passion coming out of me. This is why I do this show for you. For the reason is to inform you. Think outside the box. Stop thinking inside the box and following their procedures. And there is up to you who you think there is. I know who there is, and there is me. And I'm going to listen to what I have to say, and I'm going to tell you what you have to say. So then you have to listen to me. Listen to yourself.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
That's the philosophy that the school's director, Dr. Michael George, would like to see spread across the country.
So you don't think these restraints, these seclusion rooms, you don't think they work?
I do not. I think they contribute to the problem.
How so?
They make children angrier. They make children resentful. They make children want to engage in more aggression, to get even, to get back.
That only 17 states have specific laws that protect students from harsh, some say barbaric, methods of restraint and other techniques.
Someday we're all gonna look back and we're gonna say, can you believe what we did here?
Welcome back to the program, the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, starting off 2014. Hope you're listening to me okay. Hopefully you are staying warm. In the next hour, we will be speaking about this cold weather that has been hitting us throughout the nation. For right now, I want to speak about something else. Students that you know goes to school, comes home. You never really thought what can go on in these public schools. If a child's bad, they go to detention, go to the principal's office, they're suspended. If there is discipline that needs to be addressed, the mom or the dad handles it. In this situation, not quite. There are many students in the country who are being subjected to these tactics, tasers, seclusion rooms, because many believe that they are a danger to our society, and this is the only way to address it. Joining me on my program to give me more of an outlook on this issue, he was the administrator of the Lane School programs in Eugene, Oregon, recognized by the U.S. Department of Education and Office of Special Education Programs for its promising practices in working with youth classified with emotional disturbances. Before that, he administered schools for youth with behavioral problems ages 12 and above in St. Louis, Missouri. This year marks number 40, working with students with behavioral problems that prevent them from participating in public schools. Currently, director of the Centennial School of Lehigh University College of Education, Dr. Michael George is on my phone line. Dr. George, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Dr. George, I want to begin asking you the first question. These tactics that are going on in our public schools, can you describe to us some of them that we are seeing on our children in these schools?
What we seem to be seeing more of these days, although the data really are unclear as to whether this, how rapidly this is increasing, I must point out. But there's this suspicion that it is increasing, a trend throughout public schools in America, where physical restraint and the use of seclusion timeout rooms has been on the increase. There are also other aversive techniques that have been used with children that are sometimes reported. For example, mechanical restraints, tying them in their chairs, taping them, placing leaded vest on them so they can't move around. These type of techniques have also been reported.
Now, Dr. George, many of these children who go to these schools, are they truly a danger to society, or these are just like any other student? They're good kids, go to school, and if they do something wrong, they're not going to be subjected to these type of tactics.
Well, I think I don't like to use the word good kids or dangerous kids. I like to see all children as children who need to learn skills. And that's the approach we take here at Centennial School. Now, more and more, these techniques originated in institutions. And they've migrated down through schools such as mine, which are specialized schools for children with disabilities, as well in nowadays into the public schools. Our response as educators more and more seems to be to want to punish the children for misbehaving rather than teaching them the appropriate ways to behave in school. That sounds like a very subtle switch of emphasis, but in practice it is quite profound and makes a major difference in how children behave in schools.
Now, I went to college, and I've seen many friends who want to become a teacher, and they go through all the procedures of doing so, getting their degree, passing this and that test. I've never seen them talk to me about how to discipline these students. So where are some of these teachers learning this from?
Well, that is one of the most interesting comments. Teachers will go through their four-year program and may not even have a course on the use of physical restraints or the use of seclusion timeout rooms. They may not even have heard of that, or if they have, they've heard of it in theory. And then they enter some of these alternative schools for children with troubling behavior, and they're doing it every day. They were doing it here at Centennial School every day, about six times a day, in fact. when we finally curtailed that practice, I looked at one of the teachers and I said, well, how is your year going? And he says, well, now I'm finally doing what I was taught to do in college. There are courses that you can take these days in the area of positive behavior support, which will teach teachers ways to manage children and to teach appropriate behavior in school, and therefore not have to rely on the use of punishment.
Right now, we are speaking with Dr. Michael George. He is currently director of the Centennial School of Lehigh University's College of Education. We are speaking about some of these tactics that are being used on students throughout the country. Many of my audience members and myself have to admit, I never knew a lot of this was even happening, that this is actually going on in these schools. Is someone trying to hide something, or it's just an issue that hasn't developed into the mainstream yet?
It is something that I think would surprise most people. It surprises me at how these tactics have migrated from institutions down to the public schools over the years. And even into some of our more affluent schools. I was working with one of the school districts, and they were sharing with me blueprints that they had constructed for opening up a class for children with emotional disturbances in their rather affluent public school district. In the blueprints, I saw a timeout room. I was in disbelief. I said, why is this here? Remove this. You don't need it. We have the technical information necessary to teach children how to behave where we don't have to use aversive techniques such as seclusion rooms and physical restraint. And yet, it seems these days it is almost axiomatic. If you're going to open up a classroom for children with emotional disturbances or behavior problems, then you need to include a seclusion room. I disagree with that viewpoint.
So what are some things that some of these teachers can do instead of tying them up to chairs and putting them into rooms with no windows? What are some ways that we can actually, if the child is having a problem in school, what are some ways that we can go about it without using these harmful tactics?
Well, there are many things that we can do. One of the most important things that we can do is to, as teachers and school staff, is to clearly establish the standards of behavior in that particular classroom and, in fact, in the school at large. If you think about it, most of us weren't taught those things. We were placed in school, and we were expected to know what those standards and those rules and expectations were. And if we violated them, we were punished. And we may not even know what we did to get punished. So an alternative would be to teach those expectations directly, explicitly to children as they enter the school setting, and to reward them or recognize them when they're doing so. Well, let me give you an example. We were observing, one of my consultants was observing in a high school classroom. There were 17 or 18 students in the room. One of the students was misbehaving. That's why this consultant was there. He talked out a lot. That was his misbehavior. The teacher chided him, reprimanded him, confronted him 17 times in a 42-minute period. There were 16 other students in that classroom, and not one time did the teacher say, thank you for paying attention. I like how you're listening to my lecture and reinforcing or recognizing the behaviors that we would like to see children do, rather than call out or punish the behaviors that we don't want to see. So that's one thing we can do, is clarify those expectations, teach to them, and then recognize children when they're doing the correct thing. so. We could teach behavior like we're teaching academics. For example, like we're teaching mathematics. And if a child makes an error, a social error, we treat it as a correctable error. And we say something like, oh, you must have meant to blah, blah, blah. Thank you for doing it that way. Or here's the proper way to do it. Or this is the word you might have wanted used instead. Or in this classroom, we don't use that kind of language. Here's what we would say instead. And so that we would directly teach children exactly the behaviors we would like to see them perform in the future.
Right now,
something else that we could do is to make every child in that classroom, in that school, feel important, valued, and wanted, and make school a place where children truly can't wait to get to in the daytime. We can do that. Learning can be lots of fun.
I think it can be a lot of fun. And I don't understand why some teachers believe that we have to take a school that was once one of the safest places to go to is now becoming some type of facility where a teacher has the so-called right to touch another student and use these tactics. And there's videos of them. We see technology now being used to expose us more and more, cell phones and videos and such. Dr. Michael George, he's currently director of the Centennial School of Lehigh University's College of Education. I want to ask you one more question. Many students leave other schools. They join your school, the Centennial School of Lehigh University College of Education, because they see what you do is working, and it's doing something that many aren't doing. So I want to ask you, if you're able to, a parent who might come up to you, has a parent mentioned you a story of a student that is leaving a school, going to your school, what that student might have been facing that they're not going to face now?
The parents who usually bring their children into the front door of this school, as in many of my past schools, they're very suspicious of school officials. They feel they've been wronged in the past. They feel their children haven't been taught correctly, have been overly punished, have been stigmatized. They're untrusting of school officials. I ask every child who walks in the front door on the first day of the tour, do you like school? I think 1 out of 100 will say yes, and then that's not with much enthusiasm. They'll just mumble that, thinking that's what I want to hear. But after a few days, sometimes after the first day, they begin to sense that something is different and that things could change here. I had a young man, adolescent, who said, the first day I arrived, I didn't know what to expect, but I had come from a significantly different environment, and he was waiting for another difficult year once again. And he said, but as soon as he walked through the halls of Centennial School, he said, it was not like any other educational setting he had been in. He saw teachers talking with students respectfully and students talking with one another respectfully and asking him to be part of the group and welcome to the school. So we get unusual reactions here that you might not get in most schools. But then the students we bring into our school have a long history of being punished.
Well, Dr. Michael George, I really want to thank you for coming on the program and addressing to my audience this issue that eventually will be spreading around the country if you don't do anything about it. And you keep doing what you're doing, and that's keeping children safe and giving them the best education possible.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Michael George.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a good night, okay?
Yes.
Dr. Michael George. Again, you can check him out. He is the current director of the Centennial School of Lehigh University's College of Education. When I come back on the program, be taking your calls. What do you think of our conversation? What do you think of these tactics that are being used on our own students? Wouldn't be surprised if they're using our tax dollar also. Someone's got to pay for it. Call our toll-free number.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds. In that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now, that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism and movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription...
Dad, I got straight A's.
This is nonsense.
But...
Sorry, son. I'm just frustrated. I should have switched to ShareBuilder from my online investing because my current brokerage keeps giving me high fees, constant investo babble, and a complex website with gobbledygook. I just can't take them.
Gobbledygook? Glad that wasn't on my spelling test.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Not every great sports moment happens during primetime. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we reward those diehard fans who stay up to catch it all by keeping our kitchen open late. Everything from wings to burgers and nachos. Whether it's an East Coast crowd catching the end of a West Coast game or a life-changing triple overtime thriller, we're there with you until the end with hand-spun wings and one of our 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings and 20-plus beers on tap. Great things happen at night, especially here.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Thank you very much, Moon. Welcome back to the program. I am Yo Andrew. We just finished up speaking with our first guest of 2014, Dr. Michael George. He is currently director of the Centennial School of Lehigh University's College of Education, speaking about tactics that are actually being used against our children. I don't know if you were surprised by this. I sure was. Students go to school. That when I was a kid, I always heard stories of those who were being hurt at home. School's the safest place. They don't want to leave. Now look. Now look what they're facing. And you can go and you can research and you will see many instances of this happening throughout our country. Many schools. Many lawsuits going on at the moment. I want you to call and I want you to tell me your reaction to what me and Dr. George has been speaking about. Our toll-free number, 1-855-712-YNTS. 1-855-712-9687. You can also email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. And we'll also take your tweets at AndrewTweetGL. And we'll even take facebook.com/yoandrewnts, like us on Facebook. What do you guys think about this? Again, our call number is 855-712-YNTS. That's our number. Call in. One of the tactics they use is seclusion rooms. That's what they're using. It's a room that you would once see in Hollywood. A lot of these tactics are what you would see in Hollywood, tying up to a chair. That's a tactic used in Hollywood, I would think. Right now, we are seeing a lot of this going on, and a lot of us don't even know about it. We, in New York, we don't see stuff like this. There are probably laws in New York City that protect. Oh, go to high schools and junior high schools. If anything, the teacher is getting screamed at more than the student is. Sad. The full name of the teacher is not even pronounced. Yo, miss, what's going on? Cell phones ringing in classrooms. And this situation's a little bit different. The seclusion room, though, this is something that interests me the most. Imagine you go into a school, and okay, this is a school, this is where my student's going to, and then you see a seclusion room. This is what you're actually seeing. You're actually seeing a seclusion room. A room that you would once see in the movies. Your son or daughter gets thrown into this room. No sound, no windows, no light. And this is their punishment. This is where they go. This is their time out. Does this really work? Is this necessary? Well, let's look at it this way. How much did this room cost? Because someone had to pay for it. And I wouldn't be surprised. Every school has a different budget where they get their money and such. So you have this seclusion room built into this school. And who's paying for this? Is it the district? Is it the state? I'm guessing it's the state. I really can't. I would be in disbelief if the federal government is paying for a seclusion room. I'm shocked these teachers get away with it. These teachers get away with this stuff? We got cell phones. The kid can hide the cell phone in his pants, take it right out, take the whole seclusion room, send it to Channel 2 in their local area, and there you go. That teacher's not going to have a job tomorrow. This has been going on, and I think it should be stopped. This is not going to help anybody. Imagine what they are seeing. You have young children from the ages of 1 to the ages of 10. The brain is developing. This is when they're going to absorb the most amount of information. And when they're seeing everything around them, guess what they're going to do it to? They're going to do it to their children. It's going to be planted in their mind that this works. This is the way to discipline people, by hitting them. What are you actually learning? What are you actually trying to teach them? Everyone's treated differently, though. There always will be that one student that I learned from this. Many students go into the army. They come out of the army as a brand new man. They're tall. They're fit. They speak fluently. Tactics in the army taught them. Now you talk about young children in an educational facility. They didn't choose this. We see many people actually coming out and doing other ways, and it's working. This is a conversation we need to have with many in the country. But it hasn't been politicized yet. That's it. It hasn't been politicized yet. Until that happens. Until you have every single station talking about it. Until you have the same amount of coverage of the cold weather for this issue, then yeah, we'll start talking about it. Talk about healthcare, talk about immigration, gun control. Well, let's speak about tactics in our own schools. And a lot of people, including me, doesn't know about this issue. I live in New York City. Stuff like this will never happen. They won't happen because the students around me, they wouldn't let it happen. We have so many laws in New York City. We're a very Democrat state. So if you want to put the party into the conversation, hitting someone is off limits. I think if a student's having a problem, the mom and the dad should be able to handle it. The mom and the dad should be able to handle it. They should be the ones to handle the problem. If I came home and I said, "Mom, I didn't do good on this test," we would have a talk. If I didn't do good open school night, she got one bad report. I was running. The second those doors opened, I hope it was warm outside. Hope there's no ice on the ground. I don't want to slip. But that's what it was. You have to teach them from right and wrong, and the mom and dad have the responsibility. I don't know where, like I asked Dr. George, teachers go into school, get in their education, walk into a facility, a job's a job. If I was a teacher and they say, "You want to come to my school?" Yeah, I'll take it. I need a salary. I need benefits. Well, you have the right to. If any of them are bad, here's some rope. Tie them up. And some of these teachers actually go and do it. I have many friends who are going to be teachers. I would love to get their take on this. If you're walking into a school, you had to move to another state or in your state, you got to get good money, you got to get good benefits, but you have to do some of this. Some of what? Hitting, tasering, throwing them into timeout rooms, seclusion rooms. This is what you have to do. This is how we run this school. We have the right to do it because the state doesn't have a law that says we can't. I would love to know how the teachers react to this. Some of these teachers go and they do it. 1-855-712-YNTS. 1-855-712-YNTS. I'm taking your calls on this subject. What do you think we should be doing? Do you agree with hurting children? Do you agree? Maybe you do. I'd love to know why. No one ever says you can't have one side here. No one says you can't. 1-855-712-YNTS. When I was in school, I know, I graduated college, and now I feel I haven't been in school for 20 years. When I was in school, it felt like I was there forever. College passes by, and then, okay. This is new. I've had teachers scream at me. Andrew, put it down now. Well, some teachers had that facial reaction. They gave you that look, and you knew, no more. I'm not going to do that again. And then there were some teachers that were pretty laid back. They just didn't care, or they didn't know how to control it. Maybe that's why teachers do it. Teachers feel, okay, first week of school, this is who I am. You don't want to give the students the reaction that you're laid back and you can't control them. And I've had teachers who can't control their students. Who can't. And we've made complaints about it. We have. But they never listen to the students at the time. The students sometimes are not wrong. And in this situation, there are many students who are coming up to Dr. George and they're shouting, this is what's happening to me. Does this work? Maybe for someone else, but not for me. This is only going to bring violence more into the future, into my life. This is what it's going to bring. I'm glad I have that. I'm glad we've got to have this conversation. It's an issue. It's a scary issue. But for some Americans, there's more important things to look at. And it's going to take a while. It's going to take a long time before we actually see something done countrywide. At least we know that we have someone trying to bring up the conversation. I personally believe that this doesn't work. The mom and the dad should be able to handle their son or daughter. A teacher is not licensed to hit anyone. A teacher is not licensed to touch anyone. I don't care what the state says. The state said the school can allow teachers, but the teachers should not have any right, and it should be a moral. It should not be a rule. That's what it comes down to. The teachers should not believe they have a right to because there's no rule. When you were in college, you didn't learn to touch anyone. You learned to give them an opportunity. Give them a hand. That's your goal. That's your job. And I can go to many teachers and that's what they'll tell me. If you're a teacher who's touching someone, then you should be fired. The same way a teacher is having sexual relations with a student, the same way a teacher who hits someone. The teacher and the student should have their space, should have their levels. That's what it comes down to. That's how I see it. I don't understand how we allow something like this. I really don't. Well, I'm going to move on.
This is Stereo 1230.
Whoa, okay. Okay, looks like we have a sound coming out here. So I'm going to go to the next hour here on the O'Angie News Talk Show. We will be speaking about the cold weather that is touching our whole nation, record-breaking. We'll get into that. Don't be left behind listening to the O'Andrew News Talk Show.
If you don't trust the information reported to you...
Stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Let Yo Andrew get the job done. Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. When life brings you down...
This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
let Yo Andrew cheer you up.